Welcome to the PR Podcast. I'm Maury Tobin of Tobin Communications. In this story, we look at the medium of audio and how it's an element that public relations professionals need to seriously consider when building campaigns that help organizations reach their target audiences. Consider this. According to Nielsen, two-thirds of Americans now own a smartphone. Increasingly, music streaming services like Spotify and Pandora, and audio podcasts like this one or from traditional radio stations, dominate a great deal of the activity that occurs on mobile devices such as iPhones and Androids. Where does this leave PR professionals? We recently spoke with Mark Ramsey, a veteran media strategist, researcher, and trendmaker, to find out where we're going in this new mobile era.
I notice this when I'm in an airport, and look at all the people with the smartphones. What are they doing? They're all wearing earbuds, and very few of them are watching videos. Most of them are doing something else on their mobile device. They're thumbing through Facebook. They're checking email. And you know, if they've got earbuds in, and they're thumbing through Facebook and checking email, it's not because there's a video running. It's because there's audio running. If I'm a brand, a consumer brand, what is the audio manifestation of my brand? What does that look like? Is that simply, you know, if I'm a health insurance company, is that simply buying a, you know, a soothing channel of music on Pandora? Well, that's one version. But is that the end of it? What else would happen if I put pen to paper and said, what would an audio version of my brand look like? And why don't I create that execution? Because I'm building out YouTube channels. I'm building TV spots. I'm building content marketing efforts through blogs and such. What would it look like if it were audio?
Ramsey has a simple yet powerful message for the naysayers of audio.
In a mobile environment where space on a screen is at a premium and no one wants to use it, and by that I mean no consumer, where clickable banner ads and so on are irrelevant, if you don't think audio is of all potential forms of media more potent in that space than anything else, well, you know, you're kidding yourself. People are more likely to click to listen to something when they're busy, in a mobile environment with their, you know, mobile device, their iPhone, their Android, than they are to watch a video. And I think that's something that's lost on a lot of people.
For more information, visit TobinCommunications.com.